This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado Springs City Council members are voting on a resolution Tuesday to declare theirs is not a sanctuary city, a response to the scores of new immigrants arriving in Denver. The resolution says the city will not spend taxpayer dollars on services related to people who have arrived from the southern border. About 40,000 people have arrived in Denver from the border in recent months. Ballots to vote in the presidential primary in Colorado will arrive in mailboxes soon. You'll want to pay close attention to your ballot. For example, there are 9 candidates on the Republican ballot, but some, like Chris Christie and Ron DeSantis, have dropped out, so a vote for them would not count. And on the Democratic ballot, there's the choice of non-committed delegate.
It's sort of a none-of-the-above option. Voters are basically saying, I don't really like any of these options, so I just want our delegate at the Democratic National Convention to choose whomever they want.
That's CPR Steph Rivera. Ballots must be returned by 7 p.m. on Tuesday, March 5th. And speaking of the ballot, a decision on whether Donald Trump should be allowed on the presidential ballot is expected from the U.S. Supreme Court sometime this week.
Was Colorado correct to say Donald Trump is not qualified for the presidency under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which deals with insurrection?
That's our D.C. reporter, Caitlin Kim. When SCOTUS makes their ruling, we will bring you in-depth local coverage of a case that could have some major implications. Whenever it comes, tune in here or come to CPR.org.